VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. Our lines are free, and they're also very open at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. God, we dish some listings.
Or if you can't call us in for whatever reason, you're shy, you're at work, we would prefer you to call in, but we understand when you can't.
Or if you're verbally challenged.
Right. So if you want to send it in to us, all you have to do is click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player, and it comes right to us while we're on the air. So that's a good idea. Well, when last we left, Griff, you were helping us with an issue. Kat had called in. This is Kat from Lindenhurst, New York, known on eBay as Varoom 1234, that the page that she used to get when she went on my eBay is a different page.
Right.
And she realized now it's the summary page. She just found it. But now she needs to know how, and we all need to know, how to make a certain page our opening page.
Well, let me tell you.
Okay.
If you go to my eBay.
Got it.
And then you click on summary on the left-hand side at the top, right?
Right.
When you're on the summary page, it says page options and make summary your eBay homepage. So if you want to make that page your homepage, just click make summary.
Where does it say that? Make summary.
Go to the look. All right. So you're on the summary page.
Uh-huh.
Go to the right, mm-hmm. where it says Activity Messages Account, and your user ID is right over that. Continue looking over to the right, and you should see a link that says Page Options.
Yes.
And then a link after that.
And it says Summary is your My eBay homepage, and that's what I want. Yeah.
Right. So if you go to, if you've already made it, then that'll show as your homepage.
But you can click on Page Options.
Well, page options will say, at this point, show selling sections on my summary page. That's all that's
okay.
There. So if you go to, I think my home page is set up, so it's Selling Manager Pro. Why is this not showing me what I want to see? Sold.
Oh, this is not the page that it usually comes to for me.
Maybe we made some changes without announcing them.
Yeah, I'm looking at orders is what it showed up.
You know, we used to have this thing, I don't know where it went, where I, because my home page is set up, my eBay default page is to sold awaiting shipment. But I don't know how I did that. Customize, send me your comments. Seems to be gone. Who knows?
Yeah, my opening page is, shows, my listings, which I like.
Yeah. This is odd. Now that she's brought this up, I know that there was a way for me. I made that page, sold awaiting shipment was my default, my eBay page. But now I don't know how I did that because I can't see anything where you do that.
Okay, I'm sorry. No. Good luck, Kat.
Did we change something? I don't know. It's not here.
Mine goes to my active listings, which I
And that's where it's always going to go now.
Yeah.
For some reason. Oh, I hate it when we change things and we don't tell me.
Well, yeah, because if you click on summary and then you click on...
You can make your summary
page
your homepage.
Options.
But you used to be able to make the page that you're on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about your browser's homepage, although I suppose you can do that. This was just for my eBay, and I don't see it anymore. They took it away.
I'm sorry.
I have to send them a send us your comments.
Maybe somebody in the chat board knows. Or maybe
Yikes.
You hit upon something.
Oh, I'm always hitting on something.
That goes away.
That could, right.
You're
I hit
always
on
hitting
it,
on
and
something
it
go- that goes away, too.
Right. Story of my life.
Okay, so...
hey, little babe.
The lines are open at 888-RADIO-30. We'd love to hear your questions or comments. If not, you can send them in by email, or you can join us on the chat board. And Griff, in the chat board...
In the chat board.
Layton 1...
Right.
...says, what does the global shipping program do with the FOMO packed mugs?
Yeah.
FOMO meaning that the mug is wrapped in bubble wrap, then cardboard as a custom box, then slid into a padded flat rate USPS mailer.
Yeah.
Do you know what the global shipping program would do with that?
Yeah, they actually slam them up against a cement wall.
After that, no. What did they do?
They don't do anything. They just treat it as a regular package. That's how it gets shipped. So they relabel it. They put the global shipping label onto the package and send it on. Why? What did you think they did?
I don't know. This is Layton asking this question.
I wonder what Layton thought they might do.
I don't know.
They may open it. They, like I said, they are expert, like, package openers and then resealers. You would never know your package had been opened and its contents examined. But, yeah, I don't think they don't do anything else.
Okay. So why are they called FOMOs? What does that stand for, F-O-M-O?
For once in your life. I don't know.
I don't know either. Does anybody know? F-O-M-O?
F-O-M-O.
What does it mean?
I have no idea. It means I forgot to order more orders. I don't know. F-O-M-O. There is a... What is it in the internet in general? It's a...
I never heard of it.
No, there is...
Except
there is,
it, meaning how to pack these things.
God, there's a YOLO means something, right? Yeah.
Well, BOLO.
You only
be on the
once.
Lookout.
Be on the lookout. BOLO
is BOLO,
and YOLO is you only live once. And FOMO means, well, I know what FOMO meant in Salt Lake.
It meant former Mormon.
Yeah,
but that. Couldn't be that.
Which is as hard to say as urban, rural juror.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what it means.
If anyone knows what FOMO means, give us a call, please.
I know it's a very popular way of sending mugs
right.
in a flat rate envelope, but I got to be honest with you. I would never ship them. I just wouldn't personally do it.
But these people say that it always arrives intact.
I've heard of that not being the case.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not something that somebody's selling that's a trademarked way of shipping, so I don't feel like I'm insulting anyone, but I would say I don't think that it is 100, I don't think it's safe. That's just me.
Okay. Anybody wish to argue with Griff about that or debate its merits?
Yeah.
Give us a call to 888.
I dare you. Debate me on this one.
Okay, Betsy, what does it mean?
Freely overcoming mug obstacles.
Oh, that's horrible.
Really?
Because it was invented by a former Mormon. Yes, that is really what it stands for.
Freely overcoming
mug obstacles.
Jeez. I've heard it all.
There you
okay.
have it.
Yeah,
there
you know, I sold mugs on eBay, a few mugs, and I had to pay. You know, I put it in a box. Regular
yeah,
box.
I bought
it's my
too.
Mug
I'm
in a box.
Box camp.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know either.
Betsy, how are you doing today, dear?
We are doing fine. We are having a rainy day in Dallas, and we sorely need the rain.
Well, oh, good for you.
Good. Good. Have you
yes,
done?
I don't think it's going to end the drought, though.
Have you done any listing today yet?
No, that's for later today when I finish fixing. Actually, I take that back. I finished fixing pictures last night, so I have 5 things to list today. That's our new reduced quota now that I'm doing the photography as well.
Oh.
So you're doing 5 a day. What were you doing before?
10.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes 15.
Had to cut it in half, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's okay. My photographer is temporarily on the fritz, but he's on the mend.
Yeah. John.
Oh, that's good to hear.
John is ill, but he's on the mend, so she's having
heavens.
To do a lot of stuff.
That's good.
So, Betsy, thank you for letting us know that. Freely overcoming mug obstacles.
Anytime.
Got it. Thank you, Betsy. Okay, so now we know what FOMO means. What the heck?
I had no idea.
so it was a way that Cindy from Utah started sending it. Now that means freely overcoming mug obstacles, according to Facebook groups.
Cindy who? Cindy Sorley?
I think so.
Oh.
And wasn't she a isn't she a former Mormon?
Isn't everyone?
No, but I think she is. I don't know that for sure. I don't. I heard that somewhere. I could be wrong.
You want to reseal that can of worms?
Okay, so Edie from Santa Monica, California, known on eBay as Dressed to Suit, says, looked it up in the Urban Dictionary.
Oh, there is one?
Urban Dictionary, FOMO, fear of missing out.
That's what I was thinking.
The fear that if you miss a party or event, you will miss out on something great. Mm-hmm. Even though he was exhausted, John's FOMO got the best of him and he went to the party.
Right. I can tell you that every mistake in my life was because of a FOMO decision.
Really?
Yeah.
Every bad decision that you made?
Most of them. Fear of missing out.
Hmm.
Yeah, invest in this stock. Everyone's going to make a killing. Oh, I've got the horse right here. His name is Paul Revere.
You know, looking back over my bad things in life that happened to me, it was usually because I picked the wrong partner.
Wait a minute. I'm still looking back at your bad things.
Either marriage or
John,
or
I'm sure,
business.
Is so happy to hear
Not
this.
Not John. That took 38 years.
That took.
Yeah, that my marriage to John, he was my
that
third
one
husband.
Stuck.
He's my third husband.
Third one. Well, third's the charm.
That's right. Yeah, I was never going to get married again when I met him. Ever.
Right.
Ever, ever, never.
Why?
Because I'd had, you know, two chauvinists. I was married. It was a different era. I became a feminist. I needed a man who believed in me and treated me as his equal.
I think you could have just, you had me and I needed a man. All right, this segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, you better call us, Too Sweet, at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. When we come back, we'll take that call here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
What can you do in 7 minutes? Wash your hair, make a pot of coffee, feed the dog, look for the cat, change a diaper, empty the trash, receive a business line of credit up to $100,000, check your email, make your bed.
Did you just say receive a business line of credit up to $100,000 in less than 7 minutes?
That's right. Cabbage serves small businesses online and off. And while banks take weeks to decide, Cabbage is busy dropping funds into the accounts of online sellers just like you.
Sure, you say that, but how many hoops do I have to jump through?
Cabbage approves businesses by looking at your real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score.
Where do I go and what do I do?
Simply visit Cabbage.com and follow the directions. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
Okay, it's down to the wire at tax time, and if you're not done, you're probably losing sleep. Well, sleep peacefully tonight and wake up to GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. They automatically import last year's eBay and PayPal numbers, as well as those from most banks with online service. That way, you have all you need at tax time. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping populates all your numbers into a Schedule C. This will set you up for next year's taxes as you go, with estimated tax numbers and sales tax tracking, so you'll be prepared without any worries at all. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping offers a complete array of bookkeeping tools at a very reasonable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all is the peace of mind it brings. GoDaddy's Online Bookkeeping will make this year easier so next year's taxes won't be such a pain. Visit Outright.com now and sleep peacefully tonight.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, and share eBay tips or tribulations with us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And I just found out how to do this, by the way.
On the chat board, right?
Yeah, well, so somebody had the right example, and it's true. And then I figured out how to do it, too. So I'm going to post back and say, yeah, here's the other way. So if you're, I have Selling Manager Pro, but if you have just All Selling, if you go to the All Selling top level page, then the option appears on the right hand side for general settings so that you can, and then I put a screenshot in general settings. You can say set your default Selling Manager summary page 2, and I chose awaiting shipment, and that's what shows up whenever I click my eBay now.
Okay, good.
Seems it just does not seem that elegant. It should be a lot easier to do it from any place. I don't know.
Well, you ready for another question here? This is from Jerry in Liberty, Ohio, known on eBay as Books Mags Music. B-O-O-K-S-M-A-G-Z Mags. Music. Yeah. Books Mags Music. Not a bad seller name. Hi, I'm fairly new to eBay and want to start listing more items and maybe do a basic store with 150 free listings per month. And I've noticed a lot of other sellers have items in one category with 400 plus items. Are they just paying an additional listing fee for each item? And if you list it with a good to cancel and the items don't sell, you could incur a large monthly fee. I have a lot of variety items to list and was wondering how experienced sellers deal with this. Is it partly a numbers game?
Well, I don't know for sure. I can't tell you what they're doing, but what happens in a case where someone has 400 listings up per month is that if they're, you don't know what their store is. So they could have a basic store. They could also have a premium store, which would give them, I think it's 500, right? Free listings. So that's probably what they're doing. But when you don't, as a viewer, you don't see a store owner's store subscription level. Only the store owner sees that. So I would say that somebody who has currently 400 listings up on eBay, we're talking about fixed price listings, they're probably using the premium store package, which costs a little bit more per month. It's about $50, but you get 500 free listings. So there is a page that you can go that can show you whether or not you should be in a store to begin with, and then if you are in a store, which store level you should have. And that's called the Fee Illustrator, if I remember correctly. And I'm going to go there now just to make sure. Yeah, if you go to, so you can get there from a few places, but the easiest is to go to Google, believe it or not, and type in eBay Fee Illustrator. And that will bring back links, and one of them will be to the eBay Fee Illustrator. And that'll show you. It'll ask you to fill in some information like how many listings do you create monthly for auctions or fixed price. If you're a top-rated seller, how many of your listings are top-rated plus? How many items do you sell monthly? What's your average selling price? What's your average shipping cost? And then it'll show you whether or not you should have an eBay store, and if so, which level. So if I just say I create 400 fixed price listings per month, let's see what that says. Please select a category. I'm going to say clothing, shoes, and accessories. No, that's the wrong one. Clothing, shoes, and accessories. And then it says here, I should be in a premium store if I list 400 items a month. And it tells me how much my monthly cost would be and the fees, the total monthly fees, yeah. So that can help. It can also tell you, if, like you say, if I change this to, let's say I said 100 listings, and it says here, basic store. What if I said 80? 80. It says here. No. If I say 75, is it? It can't keep telling me I should have a store at this low. Come on, 50. Yeah, if I only list 50 fixed price, it says no store. If I say I list 100 auctions per month, it says no store. If I list 300 auctions per month, it says basic store. So you just put in what you think you're gonna plan on selling for volume and in which category, and it will tell you which level store, if any store, you should have. Does
okay,
that make sense?
That helps.
Good.
Thank you, Griff.
You're welcome, Lee.
Rick Colvin from Vancouver, Washington.
Yes.
You know Rick, Cyber Sales by Rick.
Yes.
Regarding the listing you dished for the United Brand Ship Clock.
Yes.
I own one of these.
You do?
And being a retired clockmaker, have seen a few of these.
Yes.
I believe the brass plaque with SS Soulmate on it was added by someone.
Oh.
And is not original to the clock.
But does it make it more valuable?
I don't know.
See, that's what we don't want to assume that we know what we're talking about for value when we're not experienced selling this particular type of clock.
Exactly.
So I can't. That's why I try to give. I try not to give price advice about anything on eBay because I just make the assumption I know nothing. I know nothing about value.
Grace in Suffern, New York, known on eBay as Grace of New York.
I know where Suffern is. You go buy it on the what's the New York Turnpike called when it's going up the north? Ugh. I forget now. Anyway, yes, I know.
Expressway, the something.
Not that that's the Long Island. It's the you're going from New York up to Albany, and that road has a name, and I forget it.
Mm.
Isn't that awful?
Well, Grace, he's getting old, honey. I'm sorry.
Yes, Grace and Suffern.
Hi, Griffin Lee.
Hi.
I am looking to buy a Photoshop program in order to achieve professional jewelry pictures for my listings.
Right.
I wanted to know what program I should get to achieve professional results for my jewelry line. I especially want to make multi-variation listings, and the front photo is always difficult and a challenge to achieve professional results. Thanks so much for your help.
All right, I think you're getting ahead of yourself there, babe. So, Grace, the first thing you want to make sure is you've got a good camera and a good setup for taking the photos to begin with. Because technically, although it helps to have it, technically, if you've got the right stuff in the beginning, you should not need any expensive photo editing software. But if you do need something, if you specifically want something like Photoshop, I don't know if they still have this. There was a less expensive version that did all of the basic photo editing you'd need called Photoshop Elements. I don't know if they still have that. You have to check the Adobe website. And there are some free programs out there. In fact, there's more than ever. And they basically do all the same stuff that you would need. If you really require high-level advanced photo editing software, yes, Photoshop's considered the flagship you must have, and every good designer has a copy. I can't speak for another company, but I can tell you they now, because their software has always been, well, it's a little expensive, but they have yearly pricing now where you can subscribe to the software for less money. But I want to make sure that before you're jumping to software as a solution to getting great photos, that you're not overlooking the fact that you should be able to get great photos without software. And that's you. And that's having the right lights, the right background, the right camera settings. Those things are more important.
And I'm still learning. I mean, my backgrounds now look pretty good. They're white.
That's good. Good for you.
But sometimes there's a little blue still left in them, and that's the lighting issue.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just takes some
practice. I'm still learning
practice.
Too, babe.
Takes some practice. Oh, not you.
Oh, no. Oh, I learned something last week. So now I'm exploring flash you know, I say don't use flash, but I'm strobe photography as the next thing I'm learning personally. I'm not recommending it yet because it's a little bit more advanced and a little bit more expensive. You can use continuous lighting and get great results, but now I'm learning about something I have very little background in, and that's strobe lighting.
And so you're going to experiment with your shirts?
Eventually.
Okay.
Eventually. So apparently the other thing that they call that box that they put into it when they're packing FOMO.
Yeah.
Which stands for furiously overcoming mug obstacles. Isn't that what it's called? What was the F? I forget.
God, I wrote it down. Oh, freely overcoming
freely.
Mug obstacles.
I like furiously. Our friend CJ says, I've been packing mugs in a Scotty stuffer. I guess that cardboard thing that they make mm-hmm. for putting inside the envelope is called a Scotty stuffer, and it's then putting it inside a padded flat rate envelope for some time, and it works well. And it's the New York Thruway. Thank you. We sell dead people's stuff. Is that...
What?
That's the best user ID I've ever seen.
What?
Yeah, it's a user ID. We sell dead people's stuff. I sell dead people's stuff. Yeah, it's the New York Thruway.
Must be estate sales.
I used to drive that New York Thruway once a week for years from Vermont to New York City, and I forgot it was the Thruway. Because I live in the land of freeways now. So, you know, that took over those brain cells. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, we'd love to hear from you. Please call us at 888-723-4630. And we'll take that call or read your email if we must. Here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. WebInterpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. WebInterpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then, they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at WebInterpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top 5 international sites. All in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, Shipping Tips and Tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, Shipping Tips and Tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for Shipping Tips and Tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shippingtipsandtricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.